This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Welcome to Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com and is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, as the E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. You can follow me on Facebook or Twitter under the name Derek Coward, or on Instagram using the name the Comic Book Noise. Although I'm not sure how to do this, but if you follow me, if you are a Tumblr user, you can also follow me on Tumblr. I think it's just deliberatenoise.com/tumblr.com. It's weird. I've had that thing for years, and I never publicize it. I actually have more than one Tumblr. A couple of them just don't get used as much. There's Dogs and Peanut Butter, which is just videos of dogs eating peanut butter, which is one of the funniest sites in the world. And there's one that's Celebrity Apologies. Whenever a celebrity does something stupid, they apologize. I post a link to the apology, but you don't care about that. This is Sci-Fi Noise. And past couple of days, there have been a rash of cancellation announcements. And most of these were for the summer shows, because the fall shows have just started. So we find out that shows like Dominion, Haven, Continuum, and Defiance have all been canceled, and Lost Girl, we know, has also announced it's ending at the end of this season. And with Lost Girl, I think it was one too many seasons. I like the show, but this season, but once they went from just being, fleshing out their own mythology to pretty much using Greek mythology, it just really lost it for me, you know. And of course, when they got rid of two of my favorite characters, just like really just back to back, and it's like, okay, you know, I don't know. There's some shows that once they get rid of a character, it sort of changes the whole complexion of the show. And to me, it just I don't know, it just gets rid of the chemistry that the people had together. It's not every show. Not every show has to keep the same cast forever. Some television shows actually benefit from switching up the cast. But Lost Girl, it truly did lose something, you know. And we all know who the two characters are. Hale and Kenzie. Once, you know, when they killed off Hale, that was like, oh man. But then when they also got rid of Kenzie, even though she did pop back up a couple of times, it was still like, yeah, that's just, yeah, you know, the show to me just, I don't know, it just was not as enjoyable. However, that was an announced cancellation, which could be good, because it looks like the, what's her name? Michelle Lavretta. She also created Killjoys, which I'm really enjoying. You know, there's it's sort of like when Lost Girl started off, there were all kinds of different story avenues that you could see because, you know, like I said, they were creating their own mythology. They were creating their own a society, their sub-society. And it was it could have worked, but then it just, yeah, like I said, it got rid of that expansive world-building exercise, and it just started to tell more and more a very specific story about someone who's going to change all of destiny, right? And it's like, okay. And I hope they don't go down that road with Killjoys, because if they do, then it's going to be with Dutch. And I don't know if that's really necessary. But her character works the way it is now. You know, it's like... But then again, Bo worked the character she was before they decided to really amp up her powers, basically. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. And, you know, I still haven't gotten through the season of Dark Matter. And Dark Matter, it's one of those shows that really reminds me a lot of Defiance. Not in storytelling, subject matter, anything like that. But it's one of those shows that I like. I really like it when I'm watching it. But when I'm not watching it, it always feels like it's going to be a chore to watch it. And I don't know how else to put it, you know. It's like there's so many other things that I would rather watch, even new things, new shows I haven't seen before that I would rather watch than Dark Matter. And same thing with Defiance. There's this show on FXX called Tyrant. They're exact same way as all three of those shows. They're just like, yeah, I guess I'll watch it. But whenever I watch it, I thoroughly enjoy it, and I watch multiple episodes. But then when I stop watching it, then it just goes back to, So I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do with Dark Matter. I know I'm definitely gonna finish the season. I'm at the beginning of the season. I'm still on episode 4, I believe, maybe 5. I have to check the DVR to see. But it's one of those ones where I watch it, I enjoy it, I dig the character, I dig the mystery that they're telling. Then when it's gone, maybe it's because I really have to think. I have to think really hard. You know, I like Killjoys, I like Lost Girl, but those aren't shows you really got to think. There's not really a whole lot of trying to figure out what's going on. It's just one of those, because of the way, especially with Lost Girl, the way that they tell the story, you really can't build on any kind of context. There's no real history behind anything, right? No, well, there is a history, but we aren't privy to that yet. So basically, until they say, oh yeah, this is how things are, we don't know how they are. Okay? And maybe that's why they decided to go with Greek mythology, but then they change things up. I don't know. I just kind of think that they... I hate to say this because they're doing shit I could never do. But I think they got kind of lazy. They got kind of lazy with the storytelling. They just decided, hey, you know what? We're just going to glom on somebody else's. You know, if it wasn't Zeus and Hera and Hades, I really think that it would have been Odin, Thor, and Loki. You know, they would have gone that direction. But I don't know. When it comes to Dark Matter, it's the same thing, that we're not given a whole lot of context. We don't know a whole lot about the world that these people come from. But for the, at the same point, they don't know a whole lot about it either. You know, we're learning the way they're learning. And I think that that's kind of, I don't know. I think that's what kind of, what makes the show different, you know, what makes the show, I don't know. It makes me hesitant because I'm watching and there may be a clue that I don't want to miss, you know, and so I have to watch. I have to pay very close attention. And sometimes I just want to turn my TV, turn my brain off and look at the TV screen until, you know, they stop showing the pretty images, you know. I say, you know, an awful lot. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, something, there's a law enforcement officer nearby and had to drive past him. And I'm one of those people, I don't really like to drive near law enforcement officers, even when I am following the law. Well, I don't know, technically, I don't think podcasting while driving is legal. Maybe I should get one of those mics, a lavalier mic, something like that, where I can put the mic on my collar and then I can talk and people can hear me instead of like holding up my phone. We'll see. I'll figure something out. Anyway, yeah. So I'm gonna miss Defiance because, like I said, Defiance is one of those shows that whenever. That I kind of always push down a list of things to watch, but whenever I watch it, I just want it more. You know, I just said, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how to describe it best, but I'm going to miss the show. That said, they ended it rather definitively. You know, it's one of those things where you can say, all right, that's the end of the story. That is the end of this story. And at the same time, they left enough openness for a for a follow-up, a spinoff, a sequels if they wanted to, you know. If they decided to do like Babylon 5 and say, hey, we're going to print a bunch of books and the books are all going to be part of continuity, they could do that and tell a bunch of probably really interesting stories. Once again, this is a show that suffered from the fact that it got rid of a bunch of minor characters. It seemed like they got rid of minor, you know, interesting minor characters like every single year, every single season. And then after a while, it focused on this core group when there weren't, I don't know if there were a whole lot of more stories to tell about that core group, you know. How was it? Daytac Tar and his family, that whole family, after a while, how many more stories could you really tell about them? I really don't know how this guy kept surviving. But the Lawkeeper is in a very he was left in a very interesting place, and his daughter was left in very interesting places. So you have all these different people. They were left in good places, you know, for the most part. Yeah. So there's to me, there's still stories that they could tell, especially now that these guys are all split up. However, I also do believe that if they did come back with another season, or if there's a sequel, the first thing they're going to do is have the Lawkeeper come back, and he won't have any memory of where he was all that time, and then they'll just spread that out throughout the whole season, because that just seems like something that these particular writers would do. I'm saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it just seems like a thing that will happen, you know. But that one I'm going to miss. Dominion, on the other hand, I could not make it through one episode. I don't know if it was good or bad, but it definitely wasn't for me. All right. I had friends who say that it was really good once I gave... Well, if you give it a chance, right? If you give it a few episodes, it'll grow on you. What was it? There was pretty much a study done by Netflix that measured when a show would grab you, okay? Basically, if it hadn't grabbed you by a particular episode, it was never going to grab you. You know, I think they said, like, Breaking Bad, if it didn't grab you within two episodes, it wasn't going to grab you. Sense8 was three episodes, or was it four? I think it was three, you know. Daredevil was two or three. But for most of them, it was like two or three. Every now and then you'd get one, like, I think they said Mad Men was like five or six. And I'm not going to comment on that any further. But there were different shows like that. And apparently this Dominion, from what I'm told, is one of those that you have to give at least four episodes. But that first one, the first one I watched was just so plodding that it could only get better. But I just didn't care because sometimes there's a show that I think is so unwatchable, so bad, that I know it could only get better from here, right? And then there are shows where I'm watching them and I think to myself, yeah, this is as good as it's going to get. I can just tell. There's just something that tells me that this is as good as it's going to get. I have never been able to watch a show and say, yeah, it's not going to get any better than this. And then next thing I know, people are telling me, oh my God, this show is just so great. It blew me away. That's never happened to me. Never. I've been able to see the potential in things. There have been some that have lost me for reasons or another, like there's a show called Prison Break. That one lost me for a very good reason, because they decided to take a big hiatus. And I, by the time I came back, I just had other things to do, you know. And I think I don't know if they're on Netflix or not, but I missed a bunch of episodes, so I might want to go back and watch that. But I gave it another shot because a friend of mine was like, oh, wow, yeah, this is really good now. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I forgot about that show. Let me give it another chance. And I liked it, and I watched it all the way through to the end. Yeah, but I've never. There's a show that got canceled called A Haven. And I watched the first three or four episodes, and it just seemed sort of like things that I'd seen before. You know, there was all these weird things that would happen in this one town. It felt kind of like a Warehouse 13, if all the things from the warehouse were in one town. And apparently Adam Copeland, Edge from WWE, became a semi-regular character on the show. But I didn't even, you know, even when they said he's going to be on there, part of me was like, maybe I should check it out. And I was like, yeah, I don't like the rest of the show. But like I said, once again, that's just me, because I know I have friends who absolutely love that show. Continuum is one that I kind of knew going into the season that this was going to be the last season, the fourth season. And apparently the people behind it actually had 10 seasons worth of stories that they wanted to tell. But they decided that, you know, they probably looked at the ratings and said, yeah, this isn't going to get better, even with the with sci-fi. So we're just going to end it. We're going to end it on our terms, even though they're telling what's basically a truncated story. And this season It's also apparently been truncated as well. So you have instead of having the 10 seasons, you're just not. Although not a whole lot of shows can go for 10 years. Except for what? Stargate. The original Stargate, but I could not get into the original Stargate. People kept telling me, oh yeah, you know, you have to give it a few episodes, right? I gave it a season and a half, and I couldn't get into it, you know. But you know what, I take that back. I just said that there was never a show that I thought was not going to get any better, and it did. There was one, Babylon 5. I watched the pilot for Babylon 5. Okay. And I watched it and I was like, yeah, this isn't gonna make it. this isn't gonna make it. It's not very good. So I didn't even watch most of the first season, but I had friends who just kept talking it up. They kept talking it up. So I checked it out at the beginning of the second, you know, and I read, this is back when news groups were a big thing. I read, I can't even remember what it was called now. Rec Arts TV Sci-Fi. Wow, that was a long time. I can't remember. I used to spend a lot of time in that news group. But anyway, they kept talking up Babylon 5, and I kept reading all of these synopsises. And more than that, I kept reading all of these connections, you know, and it's like, wow, this seems like something I might be into. And then I saw the synopsis for Babylon Squared. And even though I'm not a time travel fan, that one made me go, I gotta watch this show. You know, I've got to watch this show. And I watched it and became one of my favorites. But that only lasted 5 seasons. And I think the last one was even shortened, but maybe the last 2. But anyway, they all had problems, you know. So Continuum may have gone in with good intentions, and it looked like they were slowly telling a very lush story, should we say. They had a bunch of characters, at least in the first 2 seasons, that you could see were going on their own story arcs, and it looked like it could have been something, but it just never really grabbed the fans. Maybe it's because she spent way too much time complaining about the present when she was pretty much a superhero. All right. You know, she went into the past. It was her past. She wanted to go back to her present, which is the future. And, and so it's canceled. Well, they're canceling themselves. Anyway, out of those shows, which one was your favorite? You know, which one did you like the most? And if there was one that was canceled that I didn't mention, tell me about it. You know, tell me why you liked it, why you think it got canceled, that kind of thing. You can email me. My email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, @ DeliberateNoise.com, or there's a Sci-Fi Noise page on Facebook, which gets very little to no activity, so you know, come on by. I'm always on Facebook. I'm accessible on Twitter and Tumblr, so just look and you shall find. Anyway, gotta go. Take it easy.